Ready or not. All right, welcome back. 10:35, April 6th, 2010. This is North Dakota Public Service Commission meeting, re-meeting to re-discuss case number RR-1026, which is the BNSF Railway Company Review of Private Railroad Crossings Application.
Thanks.
Related specifically to the Frayne Barracks Crossing. This is the Public Service Commission, Kevin Kramer, along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk, as well as our legal counsel, Annette Bendish. Just to reset the table, of course, the commission is discussing how to handle the railroad crossing, the whistle stop, I guess, or the whistle post at the Frayne Barracks Crossing in Bismarck after having the hearing. And the struggle is the reconciliation of common sense with the law, which seems to clearly define the crossing as due to the fact that it is public entities on both sides of the crossing maintain the unnamed trail, which is really a paved road, and does have some history of accidents, and the right thing. So, Commissioner Clark, maybe it's your portfolio. You want to describe a possible remedy, or at least a possible next step toward a remedy.
Sure. I think, as we touched upon before, we would like to give at least some option for seeing if there isn't something that can be done at this particular crossing. As you said, the statute seems pretty clear, and the fact case seems pretty clear that it looks like a public crossing on both sides, and that given that there's not any sort of controlled access on the north side of that, that causes some problems. So what we're interested in perhaps doing, and dialogue might be a little too strong a word, but maybe not. I think it's the spirit of what we're trying to get is some dialogue perhaps with the city on what might be done on the north side. We understand the guards' desire and need to have some sort of access to the north side of the base, which makes sense, and mm-hmm. I mean, we understand that. At the same time, if things don't somehow change with that particular access with the number of cars crossing on it, the fact that it's truly uncontrolled from the north side, a member of the public, you know, takes a turn down Schaefer Street and it just sort of runs into it, that wouldn't appear to be a situation where we could make the whistle stop. We also get why a lot of people testified. I mean, it's very loud, and there's a lot more trains than there ever were before, and from a community needs standpoint, if there's a way to make those stop, that would be a good thing while maintaining public safety. And something that you know, a potential change in fact that might be something the commission could take into consideration is if there was some sort of access barrier once Schaefer Street turns into a non-public area. It's something that would actually delineate that, where you'd have to go around, you know, whether it's just a cross gate or something like that, that would, on occasion when Frayne Barracks needs to access that road, could be easily unlocked. If there needs to be, you know, plowing done, it could be done just unlocking it, or you know, on those days where they need two entrances, it could be done. But it would then clearly identify to, number one, the public that that's not a road to be used, and also, and perhaps just important, number two, for the folks who have been using it on a daily basis as a matter of convenience, it would clamp down on that. They'd need to go around the front side, which is important given the fact that there have been accidents at that crossing. And so the question is really, from a procedural standpoint, how do we kind of enter that discussion with the city and see if there is some way that they could reduce access to that that road? And the way that we may be able to do that is to write a letter and just saying, looking at the evidence that we have now, it would appear that we would issue an order to declare it a public crossing, which would keep the whistle post going. But if there are some changes in fact, and we're happy to talk with you about what those might be, perhaps some other accommodation could be reached.
Annette, just to help, so what we would do with this, issue the letter, write the letter. We could get that on our agenda for Thursday's meeting. The city would receive it. But then, depending on how they would respond, of course, then we'd have to go through that same process that we went through with the guards' new
additional evidence.
So it'd be okay before it become.
And, of course, I mean, we're not operating in a vacuum. The guard, we might need to.
Yeah, we have other.
Copy the guard.
I would copy the guard
on
the letter that we're sending to the city.
BNSF,
And of course, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if the guard says, no, we need unfettered access to this, there can't be any, gate or anything on there, I think we're at a tough spot then. I mean, I think then it's, I don't know what we do. If the train whistles are going to stop, there need to be a little bit of a compromise on the guard's part, too, as far as having that used. It's just a... I don't even know if it's. I mean, it almost sounds like it's used. I even hate to say a secondary entrance. It sounds like it's used
regularly,
at least by base personnel regularly.
Most people live to the north or go up to the interstate when they go home.
Yeah.
And like I say, I don't know. I'm not so concerned about it being accessed by those people if they're the only people that access it. But we'll have to wait and see what.
Well, that's we hear back. I mean, if they wanted to put a carded gate on the north side of the road as opposed to the south
for
side,
guard
and that would be an answer.
Only.
That would be an answer too. But that it's a lot more expensive solution than just having the city put a gate up. At the, it would seem like
no question it would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the guard actually controlled both sides of it completely, though. But again, those are all solutions that they'll have to discuss with the city and see what they want to come to, and present to us before a final.
Seems like if there was some other. There was something else we could add to the record that delineated why this isn't a public crossing, but where it's completely open and maintenance on both sides. I think that's kind of the problem.
Well, the reality is anyone can go across the railroad crossing before they're stopped by that guard gate.
Yeah,
right. That has to be remedied in my mind for this to work. So, is there anything?
We talked about a time frame too. A response. That's the one thing I think we didn't touch on.
Yeah. Right. So we would.
A gate wouldn't even need to be right at the crossing. It could be.
Well, it could be up at the top of the
several hundred yards, wherever that.
Mm-hmm.
There is that substation, though, right, that you would want MDU to have access to. So.
Right.
It's also a national turnaround point. If somebody came down, they'd see this barrier turn around and go back home.
But I would guess that all of those entities could work that out.
Well, I'm sure the city and MDU work out all sorts of things where there's. Not general
limited
access to
access.
Public, but they have the key at MDU.
Yep. So, but I would guess that all those smart people could work out an appropriate.
It's actually probably just as well that it'd be limited access there anyway. I mean, those substations should be.
Well, that's right too. Yeah.
Kept away from anyway.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. So, all right. Is there anything we're forgetting, gentlemen, ladies? If not, we have our. Plan of action, and we'll close the work session on RR 1026 again.